If you're looking for love, well, you've come to the wrong place. Because Kirsten and Scally, well, they don't know a thing. And the men that they cast on this show are truly a disgrace. So we don't care about the love that might be there. Yeah, we just want to see the drama.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the Love Island USA Wrap Up. Today, we are talking about Love Island USA Season 4, Week 6, Part 2. We're almost to the final run of episodes. I'm Kirsten McKinnis, joined as always by Brian Scally. Scally, how are you?
Hello. I'm good. We think we're on the final run of episodes. I feel like we could say that much.
I think that regardless, there will be one more recap after the finale. But what we do not know is when the finale will be or how many episodes will be in our final batch.
Mm-hmm.
Three. It could be anywhere from 1 to 3 episodes left in the season, I would say.
I would hope. But yeah, I feel like, you know, they gave the little preview that's like coming up on Sunday, but I didn't see like we're awarding the money. So we'll see.
Yeah, well, the votes are in. Well, I'm assuming, okay, so the Sunday episode will be probably the last date, and then maybe Tuesday we get the finale.
I that's what I think. I think ultimately we're going Tuesday finale, but if it was Sunday, I wouldn't be like blown away.
I would be thrilled because there's not a lot left. We only have 3 couples going into the finale.
Yeah, look at that. Really just, not burying the lead. We're down to 3 couples all of a sudden.
I mean, it would feel wrong to just like be like, anyways, let's start at where we were on Wednesday.
I mean, we're going to have to talk about them, but what a little episode we just watched.
Oh, my God. Whew.
Yeah.
A lot happening here.
Definitely a lot. We lost 3 couples. I definitely am surprised that at least one of them is not in the finale. So, you know, big changes. I feel like it was going pretty predictable, but you can't get too comfortable on Love Island. Occasionally, it'll switch it up on you.
Is this the season of Love Island with the most self-quits?
Ooh, I might say yes.
Like, it's definitely up there.
Yeah, I can't think of another. What do you have at it? Like 3, 4, if you consider Nadja and Jeff both?
So, Nadja and Jeff, Maddie, Mackenzie. Well, I'll count Mackenzie as a half, as if they weren't sending her home anyways, right?
Yeah, but like you could say the same thing, probably maybe about Maddie.
Nah, I don't think they would get rid of. Anyways, okay, we're at least three. I think we're at 4.5.
Okay.
Because also that guy that Nadja brought back from Casa Amor, what was his name again?
Oh yeah, Nick. That guy existed.
Yeah, and he left on his own as well. So
that's true.
That puts us up to either 4.5 or 5.
Yeah. So, and you know,
and then Kyle was removed.
So. Yeah, I was gonna say someone got pulled from the villa. So, yeah, definitely
some bunch non-traditional. Of yeah.
So very interesting to see. I mean,
who's Kat left also?
Oh, you're right. Kat also. Wow. Look at all these really memorable Islanders that we're talking about.
Because then she was like, oh, well, if he's going, I'm going with him. I don't remember who she left with. Yeah, we're up to 6.
Damn.
In like 35 days.
All right. Well, okay. I feel pretty comfortable in saying that's the most.
Yeah, I think most non regular eliminations ever. This season has it all.
Yeah, that is. I don't know if that's the metric you're trying to break generally.
Well, it also has everything else.
That is true. It does have everything else, except for multiple rootable couples.
Well, yeah, going into the, I guess we should say at the top, going into the finale, I tweeted out, please, someone from America vote for Timmy and Zita for me. Obviously, they don't need my vote. They don't need my help. I think they're going to be a very clear winner.
Yeah, please, more than one person.
But yeah, as many as possible, please. On my behalf.
Yeah, I don't want to get too cocky. I think they have it, but...
I think they have it, but they could get the votes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely would just like to shirt that up.
Yes. So... I guess we'll go back to Wednesday where
we look at us going back in time to when there were actually double the number of people in this villa.
Literally 2 days ago.
Literally double.
So we left off with Isaiah and Sydney becoming boyfriend and girlfriend, and everyone is so thrilled for them in retells of it. And I'm just like, what are we doing here?
Yeah, I mean, I'm not surprised. I feel like everyone kind of looks at them as like, oh, it's young puppy love and it's cute. So the reactions don't surprise me. I feel like the OGs are all very close, as demonstrated this episode.
Oh, are you saying they're buddy-buddy?
I think they might be a little buddy-buddy.
Oh, my God. Well, watch out.
Not to throw those allegations. I know they're pretty heavy.
You are going to get in trouble with Zeta.
I would never. But yeah, I think that everyone being happy for them and thinking this is so cute was pretty pretty.
I love the conversation with Timmy and Zeta, where Zeta's like, listen, they're 21. Things are super different for them. Like, it's not the same as what we're doing. And Zeta in the confessional is like, you become exclusive, and then after a while, you then become boyfriend and girlfriend. And I was like, hey, that's my philosophy on relationships.
There you go. I feel like it's a pretty standard path, but I don't know. I think it
can be confusing for people sometimes.
It seems, you know, pretty normal. It feels like Zeta was almost saying that, like, oh, how cute that they need the title of boyfriend and girlfriend. Like, I'm comfortable where I'm at. Not in a condescending way, just in like
And Timmy seemed to be like, whoa, but like, it's the same.
Yeah, I think Timmy was viewing it as the same and maybe just didn't feel the need. I don't know. Is like boyfriend and girlfriend not cool anymore? Not that I would know. But
listen, I would never know about what's cool and what's not cool. But I do call myself a girlfriend and have a boyfriend, so it's probably lame as hell.
I would only know about things that are cool, but not about relationship titles. So. So things that are cool, I got. So we're like at both 50-50.
Yeah, so we're pretty sure it's not cool is what I'm getting from both of us. So it makes sense.
Yeah, so, but I thought this was a cute conversation where Zeta's like, I know I'm comfortable where we're at. We do not need to dive into that because Timmy even checks in. He's like, is that something that you want to discuss? Because I'm open to it. Like, I'm not against this at all, but Zeta's comfortable. They don't need to rush things. They want to see where things are outside of the villa, and things are good. Like, there's nothing bad, and neither of them are in a rush.
Yeah, they're exclusive. They're having a good time.
Mm-hmm. So moving into a scene that at first I was a little bit rolling my eyes at, but we get Mackenzie's cake and everyone sings happy birthday, and Mackenzie cries because it's just so special.
No one's ever done anything like this for her before.
Yeah. And I was like, okay. You know, she's talking about how like everyone came together and she spent 25 years of her life really wanting this and never getting it. I was like, okay, now I'm sad.
Yeah. And like she talks to Deb later on, like, I've planned parties and then people don't show up, or like I'm clearly having a horrible time and nobody cares about it. Like, it just means so much that all of you love me. And I was like, oh, Mackenzie.
Yeah, this was cute, especially because I feel like we definitely both were Mackenzie fans and have kind of been like, what's she doing here? Like, what is she getting out of this? What are we getting out of this? Not that it was like a zero, but just not, you know, the Mackenzie you'd expect. And so to see that she even summed this up as like being loved by all of them means so much more than just finding that one person. And I'm glad for her. I feel like she had a good experience on her first time and met a lot of people that she's still friends with to this day, it seems like. But she was really,
even still, she's not like inner circle with those girls. Like, you see those girls hang out a lot and she is not there often.
I mean, if you want to say Inner Circle is like Justine and Selly, sure. And like Calvin. But I feel like she is like third or fourth on that line.
I think she's fourth or fifth.
Maybe once you start including other seasons.
Well, I think they hang out with Moira still, too. Or at least they were for a while.
She's around, but I don't know. That could be Mackenzie. They might live far as well.
She's in Arizona and they're in California. It's not that far.
I don't know. Is she still in Arizona? I haven't kept up.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure she is, because I think that was like a big part of why her and Connor broke up, because she was in Arizona with like elderly family during COVID and like couldn't visit him as much anymore.
That makes sense. So, yeah, sad that that's the case then, if that's true. But I was like, this is heartwarming. Like the fact that she connected so deeply with these people and especially so quickly, I'm glad that she ultimately did get this experience.
Yeah, I was really happy for her. I still wish they'd brought her in a little bit sooner into the season, like right before Casa Amor. But having her have the opportunity to bond with everybody and have what, though it was shorter, seems like a much more positive experience on Love Island was really nice.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, not leaving with the guy, but also not leaving with an imminent breakup coming either.
Maybe so. She didn't leave with the guy last time either.
She left with he left with promise of going back to her, essentially.
Yes, exactly.
So
she left, I think, with a rando from Casa Amor.
I think she left solo
or by herself. Yeah. Yeah. It was not with Connor.
Pretty sure solo. Yeah.
Yeah. Now, the more you're saying, the more I'm like, yeah, that does ring a bell.
Mm-hmm.
We get what in hindsight is a very troubling scene where Nadja asked Jeff, like, when are you going to ask me to be your girlfriend? And he's like, I've thought about it, but I want the right moment. He says he knows she's going to be a great mother, can picture them having children together. Like, oh my God.
This was so cute in the moment. And it's so sad looking back on it. They both were really so invested in this. And I think that we kind of did talk a little bit about like, maybe this is burning too bright too fast. And I think that that may have been the case here, where they both wanted it so bad that might have jumped into it a little too quickly. And like, while this conversation was very, very cute at the time, talking about their future children, pretty sad looking back.
It felt like a cute conversation in the moment, but also if anyone starts talking about future children that fast, that is a little bit of a red flag to me.
Yeah, it doesn't surprise me with these two, given the trajectory that they've been on. And it's not as if they were like, okay, so what do you want to name them? And then let's plan this. And I was like, it was just
That's true.
Passing little conversation of just like, you'd be a great mom. And I could picture this like, okay, moving on. Like it may have lasted longer in reality, but it didn't seem to be like over the line for me just yet.
When they edited this episode, they had no idea what was coming.
I don't think anyone did.
No, nobody knew what was happening. Oh my God.
No.
So Deb has girl chat and she's concerned that Jesse does not match her energy.
Mm-hmm. Just like I have always been saying, they would one day realize they were always friends.
Oh, like you've been saying all this season. I wonder if people wanted to roll the tapes because they had you snowed, Scally. They came back from Casa Amor and you just got love goggles and you thought they'd be together forever. But I saw it all along.
I love love. Yeah, it was a problem. No, I just am. Shows the power of editing, how they can come back from Casa Amor and just be not a problem in the world, not a care in the world. Everything is so great. And I wonder if it was 100% like editing of just deciding to not show any of their issues, being that like they're probably going to be one of the and end up being one of the couples heading into the finale. But I think it probably became unavoidable here, where Deb is just like, this is good, but is it forever good?
Classic 7-day itch.
She's worried that Jesse's making her boring.
Well, and so I was talking to my sister about this today, and she was like, maybe she like settles down a little bit with Jesse, but it does seem like he gets more playful with her. And she's like, I think they're so cute. Like, I don't understand the problem. And I was like, I had already seen last night's episode and so I didn't want to say anything.
Yeah, I don't know. I feel like they are cute and they do work. I don't feel like either of them needs to be rushing things here or be like too concerned with what's going to happen 6 months down the line. Like, let's chill. We're in the Love Island villa. Like, I do not need to be freaking out of like, am I settling? Because you could be gone in 2 weeks. Who knows?
Like, you literally like have barely known each other. Like, it's just see how it works when you're in the real world and how you fit and go from there.
Yeah, this is not Bachelor in Paradise. You are not forced to get engaged at the end.
Like, oh my God. Can you imagine? They're like, okay, Isaiah, time to propose to Sydney.
All right. Yeah. Chad, get down on one knee for Phoebe. Let's go. Like, no. So like, there's no proposal waiting at the end of this. Just like, chill out. I understand that. I think Deb is someone who is naturally more goofy, and Jesse is someone that's definitely a little more laid back. I'm wondering if Deb is just going to find herself a little more chilled out in almost any relationship, though.
Yeah, I could totally see that.
You know, like, I just feel like Deb is quite the personality, and she's at a 10, like, you know, almost the entire day. But when you're around someone for that long, like all the time, sure, you want to have fun, and maybe Jesse's bringing it down to like a 4, but don't be surprised when you're maybe at an 8 occasionally instead of a 10.
And honestly, I encourage it.
Yeah.
Chilling out has only made my life better.
Oh my God. Imagine being at a 10 always.
Like, I feel like being at a 10, it was like, oh, people don't like me.
I don't know. I feel like I am generally one of the people who is pushing for go, go, go. I never want to stop. But yeah, I don't know. Things are
yeah, okay. But your demeanor is chill, even though you're like pushing. You're like shots, shots, shots.
But yeah.
Like, you're like chill about it.
Yeah. You know.
Best of I'm both worlds with Brian pressure. Scally over here. Regular Hannah Montana.
Yes, that is exactly it.
You chill it out, take it slow, then you rock out the show.
Mm-hmm, that's what they say about me.
What I did really like with all of this like Deb concern stuff is that Mackenzie is like really taking her seriously and listening to her and giving her advice, whereas I feel like the other girls are just like, no, you and Jesse are great. And Mackenzie's like, well, your feelings are valid, and like, let's explore that.
Yeah, I think it's that the other girls probably have known Deb and Jesse as a couple the entire time. And not that like Mackenzie came in and knew them as singles, but Mackenzie really probably got to see them separately in Casa Amor as she was watching, and came in and bonded really well with Deb. I think that the other girls are generally like listening to her, but Mackenzie is very much like, if you're feeling this way, then why don't you be more boisterous around him and see how that goes? Like, let's start testing things. If you notice a problem, then do work to change it and see how it reacts.
Yes, I really liked this from Mackenzie.
Me too. I feel like good friendship. Like the blonde best friends, if Maddie was not given a personality, at least Mackenzie and Deb were.
Yeah, it's so weird because I've always, in my life, it's always been every blonde needs a brunette, but Deb just needs another blonde, I guess.
Mm-hmm. So.
Who's the Blair? Like, WTF. Can't have two Serenas.
Beg you not to have two Serenas.
So at bedtime, Deb and Jesse talk about their sculptures from the last episode.
Yeah, Deb asked Jesse if he got mad at her sculpture. He says no and asks if she got mad at his sculpture. And what she says, a little bit. So they talk it out. I just feel like she wanted this challenge, like she wanted this challenge for him to like be fun and goofy. And I kind of think that from Jesse's point of view, he was being goofy. Yeah,
I feel like what he did was the fun and goofy thing. What was he supposed to do? Pull a Joel and sculpt a perfect anatomical penis?
Like, well, don't shame Joel for his talent, but
he's an artiste. But like what Joel did wasn't the silly, goofy thing.
I love that that's what Joel will be remembered for.
I mean, if he's remembered at all, that's what it will be. So
yeah,
I it's either feel forgotten like... or perfect. Sculptor penis.
Thank God you threw sculptor in there.
Well, so, I don't know what it's actually like.
So, I don't know. I feel like Jesse thought he was having fun, and Deb's idea of fun was like, let's build it and show it. Where she thought, I think he was like taking an easy way out, and like still being reserved by. Like not
Deb,
ultimately.
You still haven't touched it. Why do you think he's going to be comfortable just like sculpting it?
Yeah, it's true.
Well, they've touched it, but anyways.
So it's all good. I mean, I think she realizes maybe he was having fun in his own way. And I just don't think their fun matches up.
No. Imagine being like, I'm so happy in a relationship and it gets ruined because of sculpting penises.
The classic.
It happens all the time.
The classic deal breaker.
So weird. Oh man.
Yeah, if you want to be in a healthy long-term relationship, don't do this.
It's too risky. It's like when people, it's like if you're going to do a threesome, you have to be the third. You can't be the couple. It's the exact same.
Oh, no.
So they have a challenge. I'm going to skip over how Mackenzie and Zeta say they would want to be a dude for a day. Because like, yeah, what is there to explore?
They explored it a little bit, but I don't think. They talked about the possibility of how their life would change having a sculpture, but otherwise not a whole lot to talk about.
Not sculpture. Oh, my God. So the challenge is caking love, and you have to like carry a cake through like these bells, and then you have to like eat the cake to get something out of it, and then...
Smush your face in it.
Yeah, you smush your face into it. Isaiah says that he went into it as he would to eat ass. So congratulations, Sydney.
Yeah. These Gen Zs just out here.
Listen, they're eating ass.
So, yeah, exactly. And look at them. Isaiah. Not ashamed. Exactly. And if you're not, grow up.
Oh my God.
I'm kidding.
If you're not and you don't want to, then you just keep making your own boundaries. It's okay to be a millennial.
It's fine.
Oh my God. Skelly said eat ass or grow
up. It was
up.
A joke. Calm down.
Oh my God. Thank God Rob doesn't listen to this podcast. What else was notable about this competition? I don't even understand. How did Deb fall down? I just all of a sudden she was on the ground.
Deb says that she was trying to avoid a UTI by not sitting on the same frosting everyone else was sitting on, which I have a lot of questions about.
I think that more likely from this competition, you could get a yeast infection, first of all.
Yeah.
And that would be from sitting on any icing. Like, I don't believe that a UTI would be passed by sitting on the same place that other people also wearing clothes have been sitting on.
It also seemed like she sat more directly on the frosting using her method.
I think she maybe does not understand yeast infections.
I think that is
because
a good
that
bet.
Is, far more knowing likely Deb. Than a UTI.
Knowing Deb, I would be 0% surprised.
Well, she'll understand after she gets one.
Well, unfortunately, she falls over. But nice to see Jesse does like immediately drop the cake, go to pick her up.
Yeah, he's like, oh, when you fall, I pick you up. And if I fall, I know you pick me up too. And she's like, well, I'll try.
Aww, but no, I like Nadja also being like, we can't drop the entire cake because that seems like something that we would do. And then they go through the course dropping the cake multiple times over and over and over.
Yeah, they maybe this was a foreshadowing
sign of things to come.
Oof. But they talk about Jeff and Nadja talk about what their wedding would be like.
Yeah. Wants it to be in Italy. But oh, wait, actually, their family have to come. So never mind. We were talking about a dream marriage, not. And I think luckily problem solved, guys.
Yeah.
Don't need to worry about it.
Nadja can still get married in Italy.
Yeah.
Man. Jeff says he never used to want to get married.
Yeah, look at that. That is interesting because I feel like I wouldn't expect that turnaround to happen at 25 if someone was so adamant about not. But hey, Jeff is a whole new guy.
I mean, I think you when you meet your person, you meet your person. And sometimes yeah, Jeff came
into this.
You met your person and it didn't happen. Mm-hmm.
Jeff came into this villa though like I am ready, like I will find her now, so I don't know that it was necessarily just the person that got him ready.
I think maybe Jeff was a little disingenuous.
I don't know if I'm willing to say that. I think that Jeff might have
I don't think he was like purposefully lying or anything, but I think he oversells in basically any relationship.
It comes off to me like he really believes what he is saying, but
yeah,
maybe doesn't quite know what like real love is when he's gonna say he loves someone, or like I feel like he is rushing things and thinks he knows exactly what he means, but there might be a little bit more maturing to do.
Yeah, I think that's a very good way to put it. I think we're on the same page there. Jesse and Deb talk, and Deb straight up asks, like, do you think we'll work outside of here? And he's like, yeah, I do. And she's like, yeah me too. And I'm like, oh, no.
Yeah, I mean, Jesse had led with, like, so do you think you would be celibate till marriage? She's like, no. So I don't know if that was a great sign considering.
I mean, he like wouldn't make out with her for so long. And now he's the one asking about sex.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I wasn't almost sure if he was like, can we remain celibate till marriage?
Oh, and then maybe a little after as well.
Yeah. Like maybe just like forever.
Could we never consummate our union?
So I don't, and I don't even know that was it. They might've just been like, he could have been joking for all we know, but
yeah, we did not get enough of the conversation to really know. They mostly were showing us just to get to the part of Deb very clearly being unsure about them.
Yeah. And I think it also, like, Deb just, like, very plainly answers no. So maybe she also didn't get if he was joking, if that was the case. But yeah. I feel like demonstrating we're in an awkward place here with these two.
Yeah, things are not as easy as they've been.
Yeah, I mean, for Deb to end the conversation, like, before the night, saying basically that she thinks they can work at work if you just try hard enough. And, like, we're in Love Island, you're still only 30 days in. Like, I don't know how hard you should have to try necessarily.
Well, and that's the thing too, like I feel like a lot of people really like to cling to relationships are work, but work doesn't have to be hard. Mm-hmm. And I feel like that gets lost a lot of the time, and if it is like this much of a struggle already, that is a bad sign.
Yeah, exactly. I just feel like it's only going to get harder, and maybe we should not expect things to get, you know, magically work out all of a sudden outside of the villa when you're not seeing each other regularly.
Yeah.
Oh, well.
Although maybe seeing each other less would be better for them.
For them, maybe. But I don't know if that is like a long-term solution.
That's, yeah, not a good sign.
Yeah,
I'm not a great sign. At night, Deb and Mackenzie do talk more, like as you said, and really, she's just like, there's something missing, just something missing deep down.
Mm-hmm. And the sad thing is, Deb is like, when I look at the other couples like Zita and Timmy and Sydney and Isaiah and Phoebe and Chad, I just like see something that I want and I don't have that. I was like, Phoebe and Chad, we are looking at the couple that has been together for 6 days, barely. And
they've thinking, only been like, in a couple for one day.
Yeah. And thinking like, wow, they have so much more than me and Jesse have. Like, that's a problem.
Yeah. Like, you've had 6 weeks.
Mm-hmm. I could understand it when I believe it was Deb looking. Yeah, it definitely was looking at Sydney and Isaiah early on and was like, I wish we had some of just the like raw, like porn star energy that Sydney and Isaiah are exuding in the early days. And
ultimately, and like, to be fair, I don't think Deb has that energy.
I don't think so either. I think she's looking for a happy medium, but it's not like that's what she was asking for out of this. I think it was just like, wow, look at Phoebe and Chad actually being into each other. I was like, oh yeah. No.
Yeah, you're right. Today, my sister said she thinks Deb could be our third sister.
I can see it. I could see it.
Should we adopt?
Should you adopt? That's a lot of responsibility.
Like, as we'll a see. Sister.
I'm not convinced. Let's get Deb's opinions on birds after she gets out of here first.
Yeah, let's have a deeper conversation of those conspiracy theories.
Yeah, so.
Although, to be fair, that only makes her seem more like a family member of mine.
If she comes with Jesse, I feel like that's a positive.
Yeah, I do like Jesse.
I like Jesse.
Phoebe and Chad talk about how they want to be in a couple, which is perfect timing because it's the fire pit.
Whoa. Yeah. So Deb was looking at Phoebe and Chad, who are in fact not even a couple yet, and being like, I want that. So, all right, fire pit. We're going in. It's an elimination. America has been voting for the couples that they think are the most compatible. And the bottom two are, unsurprisingly, yeah, Phoebe and Joel and Mackenzie and Chad.
I, for one, am shocked.
Wow. Could not have predicted this. Definitely needed a vote.
Yeah, it definitely couldn't have just been a production decision. So the boys will save one girl and the girls will save one boy. And the girls choose to save Chad. And the boys don't get to choose because Mackenzie says, I'm leaving.
Yeah. Like you said,
you were leaving anyways, Mackenzie.
I think that's fair. But at the same time, you don't want to take the like 1% risk and then Phoebe goes home and then you just also go home. So
yeah, that's true.
Respect the move. Even though you're probably going home and it can look like you're trying to save face, I do think it's the right move to do ultimately if you're trying to confirm that. So, you know, good for Mackenzie. She says that Love Island's given her so much these last 2 years, but she's ready to close this chapter of her life. So are we solidifying it? We're never seeing Mackenzie again?
Never on the show again.
Well, we'll have to hope for some other show. I feel like Bravo's a good home for Mackenzie, but I don't know where she'll
fit. Yeah, and she had like what, a Summer House cameo?
She did. She was only there for like an episode, two, maybe. I don't remember. So she would fit right in there if they ultimately decided they need new roommates. But I don't know if Mackenzie is what they need.
I still haven't watched Summer House.
It's good, but also bad.
Well, like most things we love, Scally. Like, I feel like 99% of what we love most of all is like, it's bad, but good.
But I love it. Yeah, no, it's enjoyable. Sometimes.
So Chad and Phoebe get texts that they have the choice to remain single or couple up. What would have happened if they decided to remain single?
Yeah, why the hell are you even texting them this?
Like, if they had gotten that, if they had been like, we'll remain single, do you think they all four then just get a text being like, well, you're single and dumped from the island?
Like, I would have loved that. Like, just like, that would singles be gotta go. Like, that'd have been iconic.
No more singles.
Bye. It's like, what? They're going to be voted on that? Like, how is this happening?
Yeah, I don't know. I guess they could have won alone.
This would have been so stupid. I died.
I was like, why are you giving them up? Anyways, Phoebe is like instantly so happy and like gets on one knee and is like, will you be with me? And he's like, yes. And she like jumps into his arms. I thought it was very cute.
I loved it. Yeah. I've been excited for them to be a couple officially. Yeah, I feel like
I've been cute. Liking Phoebe this whole time. Chad, I could take or leave. I like Phoebe getting some good things. I like that she's like friends with all the girls now.
Yeah, me too. I feel like for her to have come in the way she came in and to still be like seemingly really close with everyone, I think says a lot.
Yeah. 100%.
So was production almost allowing them to remain single more shocking or less shocking than Joel claiming that he has deep feelings for Bella and that he hopes she's waiting for him?
Listen, she wants a baby daddy. So
I cannot believe this. I truly was like, Bella?
I was like, who is Bella? Like from Twilight?
Yeah, who is that? So I was surprised. Of course, I remembered her right away, the iconic Bella. But Joel, really? Okay. I hope she says no.
Oh my God. Well, yeah, because I don't think they're a good couple.
Are you interested in following up on them after the season?
Oh my, here's as much as I'll follow up. I'm going to look right now on Instagram to see if there's any update.
See, I was going to say if they come up on my For You page, I'm scrolling past.
Yeah, this is my one and only opportunity to look at them up. Like, I won't be doing it again.
This is a non-couple. What are you talking about? You have deep feelings for each other.
You don't even know each other.
They had one conversation.
How did I find them before? I looked up like a location.
Well, opportunity is wasted.
I looked up a place. There we go.
We're done.
I found it.
Did you?
Well, I found the page.
You're finding nothing.
They're not in the top posts.
There's nothing.
What the hell is this? People are just using the location Love Island to post their own couple pictures now.
Yeah, no, I think you're
done. These people are holding feet. Okay, never mind. Opportunity lost. Oh, I will never know what happens to Joel and Bella until Mel got served sends it to us.
Yeah, if someone sends it to me, I might look. But otherwise, no.
I feel like Mel is always like sending me the updates, and my reply every time is, I'm not reading all that.
Oh no, I love the update of the main couples.
I'll be like, I'm not watching that.
I want to know literally everything.
Oh, interesting. Okay, well, I'm not going to change name.
Oh my God, calm down. It was just like when Mackenzie got Connor, like a stuffed animal that was just like hers. Like, tell me, I need to know.
Anyways, we're going to go to Thursday's episode.
I think that's fair.
So Phoebe and Chad are happy, but Deb's head is spinning.
Yeah, Mackenzie really like cut and run, gave advice and said, gotta go.
Honestly, thank you, Mackenzie.
I think it was really good advice, though. We're saying like, Jesse's such a nice guy, and you're not going to find a red flag. Like, there's not going to be the reason. It's just, it doesn't work. And that's all it has to be sometimes.
Yeah, that's the thing. Like, if you don't like someone enough, or you just don't like them in the right way, that's a valid reason to not be together. You don't need to have, like, oh, they were horrible and did X, Y, and Z. Sometimes just not being with someone is right for you.
Mm-hmm. Before Casa Amor, she thought it was the lack of affection, but no, it's just like there's something else on top of that,
because they're just friends.
I think Deb is going to want to find someone closer to her energy level, and that's not Jesse. I think that like probably a valuable experience in learning that, probably a great friend to have outside of the villa, but not a long-term relationship, and she's slowly realizing.
I mean, and I think looking for someone with the same energy level is a mistake. Like, you need someone who can keep up, but I feel like it's also good to have like a balance.
Yeah, I really worry about a couple of two Debs.
Yeah.
That's scary.
Like, I'm exhausted just thinking about it.
Mm-hmm. So I don't know, maybe not quite at the energy level, but someone a little closer, maybe.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. But for when Zeta asks, like, does it hurt when you think of not being with him? And Tips is like, I think I'll be all right. I was like, oh, no.
I was like, yeah, they're not.
You have your answer. It's over.
What's good to know, Deb's not just in this for the money.
Mm-hmm. Which I don't know if I would say anyone is at this point, but someone could be fooling me.
Isaiah. No. I mean, if it's anyone, it would be.
If he's in it for the money, he's been making bad moves.
So. Yeah, true. Good point. Good point. Maybe Sydney.
No.
No, she's obsessed. Ugh, sad. At bedtime, we do get a convo between Jesse and Deb where Jesse asks, like, are we compatible? And Deb says, yeah, but, like, do we have enough for the real world? And Jesse's like, I think so. And it's like, what?
That's the thing is, I feel like Deb probably could have been like a little more like her initial response was just like, yeah, okay, but so. And so it wasn't surprising to me when Jesse then was like, let's progress this relationship, because I think that Deb was not like fully communicative with her feelings.
Yeah, she was definitely not fully communicative. But I do think that the general vibe was there, like. I don't know. Yeah, I feel like a lot of social media is like, wow, well, Deb talks about her problems with everyone but Jesse. So, of course, he didn't know. And I was like, well, I think the vibe has very clearly been off for a couple of days. And I think this was Jesse feeling out to see if she might say yes. And then based on that, is like, okay, well, maybe if we progress the relationship, it'll fix everything.
Yeah. Well, speaking of progressing their relationships, they all had babies.
Oh, my God. So much. That's so much.
Yeah. Come morning time, there are not five, but actually six babies in the Love Island villa.
Yeah. Isaiah and Sydney had twins.
The perfect couple to give it to, I think.
Absolutely, yes.
What do you think of the names that we give the babies here?
I liked that Najee and Jeff didn't give their baby a last name. Same with Zeta and Timmy.
Yeah, we just went Violet.
And Nine.
Nine. What do you think of Nine?
I think Nine is a fine name.
Yeah, it's cute.
I don't know. I feel like I also get like a lot less precious about names than some people do.
Yeah. I don't know that I love Tucker Ray Robinson.
Tucker Ray Robinson, it's giving not somewhere I want to be.
Yeah. You
know? It's giving not a safe space.
Yeah.
I'm like, how do I say that?
I was surprised.
Yeah.
I love, though, the foreshadowing. Or at least like, you know, in contrast to the rest of the episode of Jeff and Jesse agreeing, Deb would be a great mom.
And Deb is miserable the whole time.
She is literally running from this child.
Like, would rather be dead than be around this fake baby.
Was she running from the child or was she running from Jesse?
Both, but mostly the baby.
Yeah, I think so too.
Like, she truly is like, yeah, I don't like the baby. I'm going to eat some chips. Like, I'm done here.
Which, relatable.
Honestly, my whole life. Avoid the baby, eat the chips.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's true. It's true. Did you think anyone did particularly well?
I did think Isaiah was really good.
Yeah, I thought he was, right?
He's probably babysat recently.
I think that's fair. His sister is much younger, as we see later. So I do think that he probably is pretty good with kids.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah. Plus, he's also like 10 years old.
Himself. That's true. That's true. He knows what it's like. He understands them on another level. Sydney calls him a DILF, and I was uncomfortable with that.
Oh, yeah.
I just don't think anyone should be called a DILF.
I don't know. I feel like I'm fine with it. Not for Isaiah, but the word in general.
Okay, fine. Was there anything? I did think that Zeta and Timmy were cute.
Yeah, very cute. Like Zeta, like loving watching Timmy taking care of a baby. She's waiting for like the moment to drop where all of a sudden she like finds out he's a killer or something. She's like, what is wrong? There has to be something.
Aw, no, he's just grown.
Yeah, when you compare him to like the 21 and 23 year olds of the villa.
Yeah, like he's 29. He's grown.
I do like that we got a reference also to the sculptures where Deb goes, their baby named Bill. Like, oh, Bill, you have a little wiener. And Jesse so quickly says, just like his father.
Bill is such a weird name for a baby. Like, yeah, name your kid William. But when they're an infant, you got to call him Billy. You just got it. Why are you saying Bill? Like, this is a 50-year-old man.
Yeah, well, you know what? Maybe that's why he was crying so much.
Oh, man.
So, and Deb threatens to drop him off at the fire station.
I almost lost it. I almost lost it. So the production did not force the girls to like leave the villa so that the boys could do a weird like racing with the babies, which I love. I'm very in favor of this change.
Yeah, I feel like production did encourage this.
but they didn't like make it into like a whole like mission, and I really liked that. Like, I hate when they do like the stroller races and stuff.
I don't really mind. I almost am like, well, at least we're doing something here, because I kind of felt like this segment was a little bit of nothing.
Yeah, but I also just don't really like the baby thing anyways.
Yeah. Phoebe says she wants to be a young grandma.
A weird
take. Is that like a goal in life?
She wants to be a gilf.
Like, people want to be young parents. I get that. You want to like play with your kids when you're younger, but being a young grandma seems like an interesting life goal.
I have never heard of anyone being like, I want to be a young grandma.
Not once.
Never. Like, she's the first.
So, but I do like where Chad said, they're like, oh, like, we want to set up our kids like for success. And Chad's like, but if our kid like wants to go out and get fucked up in high school and have fun and do it, then just do it. Phoebe's like smiles and nods.
Like, okay, yeah, some people not ready to be parents.
Well, see, where I say, if your kid is honest with you and you have good talks with them and they are responsible, then it's better that they're honest with you.
Oh, 100%. But like, so, I don't think that that's their perspective.
Probably not.
I think they're like, yeah, stay out all night. I don't care. Party.
You know what? At least the conversation is open.
Oh, man. I feel like any of these people are like doomed to have like a child who just like really loves the library.
Oh no. Like, they say be like doomed.
Well, like, it'll be like the child and parents just like don't understand each other because they have nothing in common.
Mm-hmm.
Like me and my parents.
Oh, I do like Deb where she's like, imagine how annoying my kid is going to be. Like, I was a terror.
Yeah, literally. The self-awareness jumped out.
So, poor Jesse, they say, giving single dad vibes.
And he was.
It's true. It's true. But yeah, so all the girls sneak away. You know, guys find them. I feel like, you know, this segment is fine. I would rather have lie detector personally.
Truly, lie detector, please.
Yeah, or just like something new. I don't know. But best parents, Sydney and Isaiah, despite having twins. Worst parents, Deb and Jesse. Not surprising.
Fully because of Deb. Jesse did nothing wrong.
Deb's like, they didn't die. I only dropped them on their head a couple times. Like, okay, Deb.
It's like, oh my God. Deb's like, at that age, they bounce.
Yeah, I'm like,
Oh my God.
Okay, Deb.
So this night, Jesse wants to spice things up. He thinks that what he and Deb have is very special. He did not think he would fall for someone so hard, and he wants her to be his girlfriend.
And Deb almost runs away, similar to when the baby was around.
It's like, remember when he threw her into the ocean? I think she liked him better then.
Yeah, like, please throw me out of this conversation. Deb pretty quickly is just like, I don't think I'm ready for that. You know, a little serious for me.
Yeah, she doesn't know she's ready for that. And that, you know, maybe we should see how we are on the outside. Like, I'd love to be your girlfriend one day, but like, I'm just not ready yet.
Do you feel like, because Jesse even says, he's like, my ego's bruised, I feel rejected, it's not make or break for him, but he like just doesn't know how to act anymore. He ends up like talking to her about, was this essentially the end of Jesse and Deb? Like, there's no coming back from this, or do you think that they can rebuild?
I don't think that this is like they can never recover from this.
Yeah.
But I do think that it's just a big indicator that they are not on the same page, that he is not picking up her vibes being off, and that she is not clearly communicating what she wants with him.
I feel like this would be the end of it for me.
Yeah, it's really hard. Like, I feel like I've definitely been in situations where it's like, oh, I'm not ready for boyfriend, girlfriend, but like, I want to be with you. Don't be with anyone else. And it did cause a fight.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so it's.
I just feel like we're how many days into this? 30 plus. And yeah.
All day together.
Nobody else is coming in here. Like, we are spending 24 hours a day together. If it is not working here, how the hell is it going to work when all of a sudden you don't live in close proximity to each
other? And they're getting all these DMs. And,
mm-hmm. And that's not even like the biggest one. For me, it's just like, if you still have them in a bubble, like, but like they're separate and they're just not like waking up to each other every morning and they're not whatever. They're not speaking to anyone else. I still think like these are the ideal scenarios. And if it's not working here, like it's over for me.
Yeah. I don't think it's impossible to rebuild, but I don't really see it. And I also
have an ego.
Yeah. And that's the thing too, where like, I don't think she did a very good job of reassuring him of it's like, I like you.
Because I don't know that she feels it.
Because she doesn't, you know? So I don't know. I hope they can figure it out to be friends.
Was there any world in which you thought Deb might choose, like Nadja, to leave the villa here?
I don't think so. I think if they had been voted out, mm-hmm. she would have been okay with it, but I don't think she would leave because she's like vibing so well with everyone else. It's like they're with their friends. Like, why take those last few days away from Jesse and herself?
Yeah, I think that's ultimately it, but I don't know. It's hard.
There have been friendships. Do you think that they should have left?
I'm never like, team, you have to leave. Like, that's very not my vibe. I feel like people, whether it's a friendship couple or a legitimate couple or whatever the case may be, like, that's fine. Go ahead and stay in this villa. If you feel like being selfish and taking up a spot, like, that's your right. No one deserves it any more than anyone else. So I would never be like, they should have left and given the space to someone else. Like, no. Yeah. But I would not have been totally surprised if Deb was just kind of like, I think it would be better to walk away from this situation.
Yeah, I could see that.
So
so basically everyone hears about this rejection.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a little awky.
Yeah, I mean, it sucks. They even say like, Timmy and Isaiah have just been telling us so much how like Jesse is just obsessed with you. Not in like a creepy way, like a cute way still, but.
Yeah, but I feel like he doesn't really express that to her very well. And then she doesn't express her doubts to him very well. And so like at the end of the day, if they can't communicate, they have nothing.
Mm-hmm. I would agree. I mean, the fact that Deb is like, so Jesse asked me to be his girlfriend, and Sydney's like, oh no. Like, says a lot.
Yeah, exactly. Meanwhile, Nadja and Jeff go to the hideaway.
Yeah.
I have many questions actually about this.
All right, let's start with some.
Number one, why didn't Nadja bring any lingerie to Love Island?
Yeah, I feel like that is, you know, number one, bathing suits, number two, dresses, number three, lingerie. Is that the packing order?
I think so. And also, why did she borrow lingerie from Phoebe that didn't fit her? There are women in the villa with similar breasts to Nadja. She could have borrowed from them.
It didn't look bad to me.
It did not fit. It was not comfortable. I guarantee you. She took that bra off and there were so many lines.
Well, maybe it was a motivator.
Oh my God. Second of all, why did Jeff bring the milk into the hideaway?
sometimes you need to replenish your calcium.
Oh my God.
I don't know. Jeff, you know what?
I was like, what is going on? And then, okay, those are the ends of my questions, but I still have concerns.
Yeah.
Because Jeff, like, instantly ripped his top off. Mm-hmm. It was like, tarps off, everybody.
It's true. It's true. He ripped it off immediately. Jeff threw those fuzzy pink handcuffs on real quick. Yeah. Nadja even said, she was like, I'm nervous that I'm going to want to have sex in there. So, don't know. I don't know if that we have anything confirmed.
She said when they got out that she has no self-control, which to me implied coitus.
They also only slept 2 hours because they were talking so much.
Yeah, just talking.
Just talking.
Anyways.
I think it's confirmed.
We know what they did. Yeah. This is at bedtime is where Jesse says, like, he doesn't know how to act. And Deb's like, I don't want anything to change. And it's like, well, too late for that.
Yeah, I think it's impossible for things not to change. Once we get into the morning, Deb does say that she thought it was nice seeing how, like, vulnerable Jesse was last night.
She wants him in shambles.
Yeah, that's the thing. I feel like she wants him to continue opening up and to continue, like, getting closer and showing this side, but isn't really giving it back.
Yeah, it's very one-sided.
Mm-hmm. So, I don't know. Doesn't seem to be fixing. I mean, even when she talked to Zita later, she says, like, she's not the type to just jump into relationships to have a boyfriend. She doesn't want to discourage him from being vulnerable, but, like, just still isn't quite sure where they are.
Yeah. And, like, good for her for knowing what she wants, but you have to tell him that.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
And it's like, Jesse talks to Timmy and is like, oh, I want to be mad at her, but, like, I can't.
It's true. It's true. Yeah, he doesn't want to ruin what they've built. I mean, what? They have, like, 3 days left. And that's why, for me, I'm just kind of like, guys, let's get through this.
Yeah, let's just get through this together.
Yeah, is what it is. But what do you know? One of the other segments we always get at the end of Love Island, the families are, quote unquote, here.
It's still a COVID world. There's still requirements to go on a set. So they're zooming in.
Yeah. I mean, a fine move. I just feel like we got very short clips.
Yeah. It doesn't have the same pizzazz as like a day long visit with everyone's family and like everyone getting to meet everyone's family, but it works in a pinch.
It's fine. I also feel like we usually had a bigger screen and this just felt like
This felt like a very small screen.
10 seconds in front of like the microwave.
Not the microwave.
So, oh well.
Oh man. So first Deb's mom, dad, and brother come in. And Jesse comes in as well. And like Deb's brother is literally like, yeah, our family's really bad at communicating. Like we feel normal human emotions, but we're not good at talking about them. And I was like, sounds like something you should all explore in therapy.
I think it was good insight though. Like,
yes.
I thought good insight Deb's to the family.
Parents seemed very sweet.
They did, especially Deb's dad being like, yeah. I feel like Jesse has proven himself over these 30 days. So they're excited to meet Jesse. I feel like they really like Jesse. Mm-hmm. And Deb is just like waiting to give the bad news, but doesn't do that here.
Yeah. But Jesse gives his grandma and mom the bad news.
Yeah.
But it's and so even sad. They like really like Deb too. They're like, you know what? It's understandable that she wants to see how things go. Like, it's okay. Mm-hmm.
Even grandma's like, Jesse, I see you dancing. You never dance on the outside. So I just feel like Jesse is really into this. I think that he struggles with showing that, but I don't know. When Deb said that, like, oh, maybe I'm the one-sided one, I was like, what are you talking about? And it's really manifested ever since.
Literally. So weird. Zita and Timmy have a really good family visit. Their families like really like each other. They both like wanted each other to be together.
It was so funny when Zita's mom is like, when you picked Jeff, I turned off the TV. Like she was so mad at her.
Yeah, that was the one time.
She cried when she lost Timmy.
Listen, so did we all. Okay. Normal human emotion.
So, and I thought it was cute. I mean, Zeta came in. We knew she said that she was never going to step forward for a boy. And turns out her mom actually is the one that told her not to. But she felt like she felt God's felt God push her shoulders forward to step for Timmy. And her mom said, like, as soon as I saw him, I knew he was the one too. So. Look at that.
So cute. I love them. Oh my God. I love them so much. And Timmy's sister is so beautiful.
Yeah. And same with her. She says, like, as soon as I saw Zeta, like, most beautiful girl here was absolutely, like, everyone has given her the stamp of approval. We're all very happy about this.
Oh, so sweet and cute. We love it.
It's true.
Chad and Phoebe get, like, a very small thing. It went well, but it was like weird. I thought it was really weird when Phoebe asked her parents what they thought about her strip tease.
I'm just like not that surprised.
I was just like, and her dad was like, yeah, when you started taking dance all those years ago, like who knew?
Her mom was like, I loved it.
Well, yeah, I feel like that was a question for mom, not dad.
Yeah, I do know that Phoebe's mom did go unprivate on Instagram and is responding quite a bit, like way before this episode. So I think she's enjoying watching Phoebe on TV.
Love that. Well, and this is where we find out this has been Phoebe's dream.
Yeah, like to go on Love Island specifically.
I guess.
All right. Hey, dream big. Not Harvard Law, which she's likely to get
into, apparently. That's her other dream, but like that's so easy.
That it's her fallback.
Yeah. Oh my God. I feel like Chad's family was nice. It was just like we didn't get a lot from them.
I think there was a couple where we didn't get that much. Yeah. You know, they said the same thing when they saw Phoebe and Casa Amor, even though like she was not in the same villa as Chad. They were like, that's a girl that Chad would like. So it was cute. But not a lot there, except that his parents are both named Tony.
Yeah, that's interesting.
I was like, okay.
Have you ever known any like couples like that?
Not off the top of my head. And actually, I did know my one friend, his friend group was all like boys and girls with like the like versions of each other's names. So it was like Jesse and Jessica dating and Alex and Alexandra dating. And like, there were three or four couples like that.
Yeah. But did they end up together?
They did not. So not Tony and Tony level.
Not meant to be.
It's true.
Isaiah and Sydney have a visit. Sydney's mom stepping up for Isaiah.
Right. Number one, Isaiah Stan and Sydney's mom. Yeah,
damn.
So, I mean, she's like, he never compared you. I feel like he did compare her, just not in the same conversation.
I feel like it was like an implicit comparison.
Yeah, I mean, maybe someone else asked the question, but it was a comparison.
Yeah.
Is what it is. I did really like Isaiah's little sister dyeing her hair red like Sydney.
So cute.
I was dying. And I liked her question was like, so do you like Sydney the most? He's like, all right, brat.
He's like, yeah, obviously. My girlfriend.
Look at his little sister being a troll.
Honestly, iconic. My favorite member of the family.
Mm-hmm. So.
She got that fiery redheaded attitude now.
It was good. I thought this was a cute family visit and definitely like what they needed before the finale.
Absolutely. They're all feeling good about the relationship. Then we get Jeff and Nadja, and Jeff's dad is like, we got to make sure Nadja's all about you. And I was like, okay.
I feel like it's kind of fair because there was a point at which she was explicitly like really not that into him. But for Jeff to just be like, yeah, my dad's not sold. I was like, all right, chill. Like we could have maybe approached this easier.
Yeah.
So is what it is. But not just happy that they were friends before lovers.
Yeah, the way she describes it to her mom was so beautiful, I thought. Mm-hmm. Like, I need you to understand, he's so good to me, and we were friends before we were ever lovers, and it's just really working. Yeah. Haunting, in hindsight.
We were so close.
It's okay. It's okay. So, in that evening, Deb says this today put everything in perspective, and she wants to fight for what they have.
Yeah, look at that. Deb with a sudden turnaround.
Okay, Deb. Then we get a fire pit, and each couple is going to vote for the couple that they want to dump from the island.
Mm-hmm. And I feel like Jeff immediately is saying he will have problems if this goes a certain way.
Yeah, Jeff and Audrey are talking about Deb and Jesse having issues, and Jeff's like, don't worry about it, baby. Like, I'll say it. Don't worry. Mm-hmm. Like, I've got this.
Yeah, but then also Timmy is like, well, there are couples that aren't quite as strong here, like Chad and Phoebe and like Jeff and Nadja. And at the time, I was like, Jeff and Nadja?
Yeah, I was like, what?
What are you seeing that I'm not seeing? Maybe I should listen to them more often.
Yeah, maybe we should listen to Timmy more.
Yeah, I always was trusting Timmy, but it did just, you know, raise an eyebrow for a brief moment.
Came out of nowhere. But naturally, everybody votes for Phoebe and Chad, except for Phoebe and Chad and Nadja and Jeff, who both vote for Deb and Jesse.
Mm-hmm. Do you feel like it was the right vote?
I mean, I think that voting out either of these couples would have been fine.
Yeah, for me,
like I neither. Feel like... I don't think it has a much win equity at this point.
Mm-hmm.
So
I think these are the right four couples for the finale.
Mm-hmm.
As much as I like Phoebe and Chad, I feel like they're fun and they're cute, but like, you know, we've been talking how many days now? We're not getting the votes. It's
they've
fine.
Just
we
gotten can a couple on off. Wednesday. Like, it's okay. Yeah. Go home, have fun, go to the club.
It's fine.
But this causes a problem because Jeff says that this is buddy buddy shit. And starts calling everybody fake as fuck.
Yeah,
and Timmy and Zita in particular are like, what are you doing?
Yeah, they're like, Jeff's being corny right now. Not really sure what's going on. They basically like deny the accusation. Like, don't start with like the buddy buddy stuff. Like, that's not what's going on. So I feel like it is what was going on.
I feel like it was at least a little bit what was going on.
Yeah, I think it, you know, probably 50-50 at least, and a definite fair question, but not handled well by Jeff, for sure.
Well, and also, like, if that's what's going on, what's the purpose of getting upset that people are friends, right? Like,
yeah.
For the finale, like, why are you making waves?
I don't know. I feel like maybe him and Chad are close, or him and Phoebe, yeah. But also maybe, you know, he was a big Phoebe cheerleader in Casa Amor, but I also could just see it being like, you know, let's say if Courtney was here with somebody, then like, are they just voting out Jeff and Nadja because they're not OGs? Like, so that would be annoying as well.
That would be very annoying. And I do think it's like, you know what? They're locked away from the world. They're not in a normal situation. So I think sometimes people are going to respond and it's going to be more than like what we would think is appropriate, but it's because this is their whole world right now. And so Jeff does get very upset, and he does get really close to Timmy, actually, which I found very surprising.
Yeah, it's just so opposite from the Jeff that we've seen all season. So I was surprised. I mean, I was like, oh, okay, he's going over to have a conversation. But then when he kind of like gets nose to nose, I was like, all right, I don't know if I'm on your side here anymore.
Exactly. And Timmy kept it very cool, which was nice to see. And like, even Jeff, like Jeff was upset and he got like in Timmy's face. But then when I think it was Nadja who later is like, you blew up. And I don't think that is a fair characterization of what happened.
I would agree. And I was glad that he pushed back on it, because I would also not classify it as a blow up. And I'm someone who, like, I can understand when someone's like, being naturally loud, people be like, oh, you were like mad. It's like, no, I was not mad.
It's like, I mean, maybe for Jeff, that is a blow up because he's normally so quiet, I guess. Mm-hmm. But like, it's still just like, Be careful about what you're saying, especially about black men on reality TV.
Very much that. So obviously very many added layers there. Super unfortunate word choice with Nadja, but
you know what, he called her out on it and she was like, okay, fine, you didn't blow up. Agreed. And so I did like that she like instantly backed down on that word choice.
Agreed. So that was good. I don't know, it was just
it was weird. It was very weird.
It was really rough. I did like, though, Phoebe, meanwhile, just being like, my girl gang, just like hugging everybody.
Yeah, and, like, Phoebe's getting the most her goodbyes. Yeah.
That's the thing is, and Nadja apologizes, like, I'm so sorry for Jeff taking away from your moment. And I'm on one hand, like, I don't know, is this like such a sacred moment that we really need to
respect? I think it's just like common courtesy of like, you are packing your things and leaving, and then Jeff is like upset, and so he's making it kind of more about him and everyone else. And so like, I totally understand the inclination to be like, I'm so sorry about that. But she then is like making the apology rounds, like even to Timmy right in front of Jeff. And I just think that like, sometimes when someone's upset, you just need to give them a little head scratch. Remember what Sydney did with Isaiah? Mm-hmm. It worked like a charm. And I think that that could have really helped de-escalate this situation.
Mm-hmm. I think generally you give people space if they tell you that they want space. And I don't remember hearing Jeff say that. No. So I think there could have been at least a check-in. Like, I agree that it did seem like Nadja did more checking in with basically everyone else in the villa. Or at least like that was how it was portrayed on screen. So yeah. Not ideal there, and I can understand why he felt slighted, but again, it was his reaction in the first place that kind of led to this. So
well, yeah, and then when he like sees the apology to Timmy, he's like, oh, okay, well, that's how it is, like, fuck Nadja. And I was like, oh my god,
yeah, this, like, was really weird.
This came out of nowhere.
The subtitles, I think, were wrong because they were like, oh, like, that's what we're on. Like, that's what you want in bed. And I was like, all right, these have to be wrong. But then also when Nadja's like, oh, Jeff all of a sudden got really insecure and thought that like me and Timmy were hitting on each other in front of him or something, I was like, yeah, what is going on?
I literally was like, what happened to like, what? Excuse me?
Yeah, so I guess let's see, you know, we also interrupted Phoebe and Chad's moment, but Phoebe and Chad are gone. It is what it is.
And they walked out looking great. They did a great little exit. Good for them. They're going to take their connection to the real world. I will say in that final confessional, it really seemed like Phoebe's more into Chad than Chad's into Phoebe.
I could see that. I don't know. I will pause my scrolling on my For You page. Should they come up, I'll take a look at what's going on.
Yeah, see what's going on.
I don't know if I have a ton of faith in this one.
Yeah. So
glad that they got something out of this in terms of like Phoebe saying it just changed her life.
Yeah, Phoebe really like got something good in the end, which is nice because I feel like she was in a tough spot for much of her time on the show. So Jeff and Nadja just sleep in different beds.
Not great.
He moves his dresser to another bed so that they can sleep apart.
Is that the hack of Love Island?
I guess, yeah. You move your dresser and then it's allowed.
Yeah.
But also it's like the final four couples. Like, what's production going to do?
That's the thing. It did happen. I believe even Chad and Mackenzie slept in separate beds when they were a couple. And I think they just kind of gave up.
Yeah, they're like, whatever. These people aren't together. Who cares?
There's extra beds. Whatever.
Yeah. So in the morning, we find out, and I'm just like, that was my breaking point. Like, I don't understand what happened. I don't understand the insecurity. But like, that was a lot of red flags.
I agree. There were a lot of red flags.
I do agree.
But they also seemed so solid that I was a little surprised that this was just like hard break done.
I think they must not have been as solid as was shown, and that they just kind of needed Timmy and Zita to have like a competition in the final two. Well, chokes on you, production.
That's the thing, is when Timmy says, like we flagged up earlier, there are some couples that are not as strong, like Jeff and Nadja. And then Nadja's talking about how the comment about her and Timmy, how Jeff got insecure and she feels like she can't even be friends with the guys in the villa. I was wondering if that is based off of that one interaction at all.
Yeah, or if there's more.
Is this a pattern? Because that's a big problem. And then, like, I don't know how you got to this point, if that's the case anyway. If that's the case. But we didn't see anything to support that. So I don't feel...
Yeah, we have no idea.
Mm-hmm.
Once again, I don't feel like they can
diagnose that at all. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And I think the show has done that a number of times this season.
Yes, absolutely. So Jeff and Aja talk. And this is where she says that she felt like he blew up. And he's like, no, not a blow up. Mm-hmm. Which I do like that he pushed back on that. And, you know, Nadja says, I feel like you projected your insecurities on me. And I think it would be super fake to go into this final four pretending everything is perfect. And I just don't think this is right for us. It just fully breaks up with him.
Yeah. Again, given what we had seen on the show, I was surprised that though this was definitely bad, that there didn't seem to be a conversation really in terms of like, where do we go from here?
Nadja was like, I am done.
Exactly. And so I do think probably something else we didn't see, and maybe this also was worse than we saw, but it's over. And I don't blame her for sure at all.
No, and I really respect that she was like, I'm not going to pretend everything's fine. Like, it's not right. And we do get some confessionals of Jeff being like, wow, I really thought she was the one, like, I got hurt. And Nadja very strongly being like, I didn't treat him poorly, and so I didn't do anything to deserve that. And walking out with her head held high.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was cute when she like addressed everyone, talks about how much she like loves them all. Just not right for her. It's her time to go. And
yeah, she's like, I just don't want to be here anymore.
That was such a shock. I was surprised. I still feel like there's some stuff that we saw in the preview that we ultimately didn't get on the episode. And so I'm a little curious to go back.
Yeah, me too.
And like a few lines dropped, but I don't know. I really didn't expect to be here all of a sudden. Final three down to three couples, all OGs.
Yeah, all OGs.
We talked about how many OGs went home and then they stayed. They all stayed.
Yeah, I guess, you know what? We were wrong.
Yeah. So we get the preview. Yeah. I don't know.
It says congratulations on making the finale. They're drinking champagne. We don't know what the finale is. We don't know when. I don't know.
Yeah. I feel like let's wrap this up. We know what's happening. So let's do one more nice episode. Send them off. And maybe an hour and a half we got.
Yeah, exactly. So we'll see what comes. We will report after the finale. We will be back with our classic finale guest. Puyas and Vigili will join us.
Ooh.
And we'll see how the season ends.
We shall. Yeah. We shall.
Another great job, Scally. Another great week.
Oh, you as well. Been a great season of Love Island. Definitely a surprising little batch here at the end.
Yeah. Honestly, more drama than I was expecting. So
definitely more drama than I was expecting.
It works. But yeah, I think we did it. I think that's it.
I would confirm that we did it.
Oh, my God. So, Gally, if people want to hear more from you, where can they find you?
People are looking to hear anything more from me. I am on Twitter at Brian_Scally. I will talk about anything that I'm doing there and miscellaneous, but I think the only regular thing I got going on right now is the Challenge USA over on the Dom and Colin podcast. That's been a lot of fun. Also popping up on Big Brother coverage here and there on RHAP. So definitely check that out. Anything else will be on Twitter.
Hell yeah. And if you want to hear more from me, you can follow me everywhere at Kirsten Said What, including twitch.tv/Kirsten Said What. Every week talking pop culture, celeb gossip and trending topics with Sasha Joseph over on Mess Magnets. And Mary Kwiatkowski and I finally broke down the Riverdale season 6 finale over on Kowski Cast. So you can go check that out. And anything else I'm up to, I will post on Twitter. But we'll be back after the finale and we'll see you then.
If you're looking for love, well, you've come to the wrong place. this show are truly a disgrace. So we don't care about the love that might be there. Yeah, we just want to see the drama.